Struds was telling us earlier that it's, you know, anything goes type of stories at this you and him sitting up on the round table. So what Sotheby stories will you be telling that normally you wouldn't tell on air?
Oh, geez. Probably the ones that were at that fantasy playoff draft night. But I don't know if the liquids will be flowing quite like that night at 10 or 11 in the morning, but we'll see what kind of tournament is. But I imagine it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, Struds was saying he might want us to try to reenact a game situation a few years ago in Dallas and the Oilers when some guy allegedly elbowed him in the face.
Oh, boy.
Still reeling.
I'm still struggling from getting jumped that night. didn't even know what was happening. Still don't know what happened. Although, I think I do have a copy of that DVD, and I might have to bring it that morning so we can solve this. Because he claims that there was a giant elbow, and I don't recall it at all. And I'm going to go to the game tape, I think, and maybe bring it in.
I would like to see this phantom elbow.
Yeah, I agree. It was phantom. No question.
During my career, I was nothing but honest, never dirty. Never once was I a dirty player, so that's why I had to readjust my thinking after Sutz hit me in the face. Your wife acknowledged it was dirty.
She didn't even watch the game. She
did.
Probably sitting in the wives' lounge yakking away. She wouldn't have seen it.
The other day when I saw her, I saw you guys, she said, "Hey, Strutty, you're right. It was dirty." By the way, you look great today. I said,
I remember, yeah.
I'm not sure if I heard that.
Your hair was looking good today. I'll give you that.
Okay. So these two are at a round table. Anything goes. There is a Q&A part, of course, because these two can't think of something on their own after 10 minutes. So they'll need a few questions from the gallery. So feel free to participate in that. It'll be a lot of fun. And most importantly, you're helping out the Inner City Children's Program. So they'll guarantee you have a lot of fun golfing and at you get brunch and the round table and everything else. Game two tomorrow night. We haven't touched on it very much. Suds, I felt like the Rangers, their chance at winning the cup went right down in flames after game one in a game that they probably could have won very easily where L.A. wasn't at the top of their game. Do you think the Rangers can play better, or do you think L.A. is just going to all of a sudden elevate their game even higher like we saw in third period?
Yeah, I think the Kings can probably elevate their game more. I thought the Rangers came out and really utilized their only real strength potentially against the Kings, which is their speed. They have, like we've talked about, McDonough and a great back end and Lundqvist, but I don't think that up front they can match that depth of the Kings. A guy like Kopitar and then right on down through the middle, I just don't think that they can match up there. And even on the back end, a guy like Doughty, I mean, he's the best of the best right now going. And the Rangers came out flying, and they really tried to use their speed and put pucks in areas and make the Kings skate. And I think they caught them a little flat-footed, whether it was some nerves at home or just not being ready. Another game seven, hard to say, but I think the West ultimately is a little bit faster hockey, and the Kings might be bigger and maybe a little bit slower, but I know that they can play to that pace. I don't think the speed of the East and the Rangers is going to surprise them.
So that's, you know, a lot of people are saying that the Rangers sat back in the third. Do you think it was the Rangers changed the way they played, or is it the Kings just finally found a gear?
I think it was probably both. I mean, Struds, you know, a lot of times when you get a lead, whether it's subconsciously or you're just watching the clock, you're trying to make sure you're doing all the little things, getting pucks in deep, and whether you're doing it consciously or you're focused more on those things and maybe not so much creating. You're not trying to make the plays at the blue line you would when you're down a goal or even tied and trying to get a lead. And I think along with that, the Kings were just coming, and they really took it to them. And I don't know if they really sat back on purpose, but you're trying to do the little things that can get you to the end of the game and make sure you're not turning pucks over. And a lot of times when you do that, it looks like you're sitting back and you can give a team like the Kings some energy, and that's what they did. And I agree with you, Greg, before that I really think that was a game they had to have, and this series could all be over.
I just look at the – I want to talk about Hagelin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, This guy was unbelievable in game one. First of all, Struds can't just, you know, he's just dreaming about his hair.
Hello.
He wishes he had the flow of Hagelin. But his speed, even the LA Kings defense were talking about, man, they were surprised at just how fast this guy was. Like, Drew Doughty's a pretty good skater, and he didn't come close to catching him. Like, did you guys know Hagelin was this quick and this good?
I didn't know he was that fast. Struds, I don't know if you were in New York maybe when he was really young coming up, like a prospect or whatnot, but I didn't realize he had that kind of speed. And clearly he can fly, and he's one of their better, smaller forwards and a guy that the Kings are going to have to contain. And like I said, though, I think ultimately in a seven-game series, playing in the West, the speed and pace of the West, and just the size of the Kings, he's clearly a guy, you know, a water bug type guy that they're going to have to key on and make sure they slow him down. But I just think with their size and their ability to play at a high pace that I don't think the Rangers can push the pace on him, even with a few little guys like him.
Sutz, Drew Doughty, I think he was saying he got someone was holding a stick or he was getting hooked or whatever, or butt end, whatever the case may be. And a couple of his teammates, Green, I believe, and Jeff Carter, tried to calm him down. Mm-hmm. And you could see that Doughty was not having it. He was giving it right back to him. You've been on teams with fiery guys. Kind of talk about, you know, what do you do in that scenario when you're on the bench and one of your top players is losing his stuff?
Well, I think they're friends, probably, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And so guys have respect for one another, and guys also respect that when you're in the heat of the moment, you know that it's a battle, and even if you're on the same team, you may not agree with everything. They're obviously trying to calm him down, tell him to stay focused, keep your mind in the game. Hopefully he doesn't go out and take a dumb penalty, but they would know Drew Doughty better than any of us and know what he's like in the room, and the stories you hear about the guys that all he wants to do is win, and that's all he cares about. And he cares about being the best and the best defenseman in the league. So I would imagine that they like him playing with sort of that edge and that fire, and they don't want to tone him down too much. I imagine it was just stay in the moment here, don't take a dumb penalty. But I think they have to love his fire.
Is there a better defenseman in the NHL than Drew Doughty? Would you, if you had a draft of NHL defensemen, would you take somebody ahead of him at number one?
Nick Lidstrom.
Great question. Yeah, exactly. There's a few guys that are out of the game already.
Guys in the game today.
I don't know. You know, the playoffs, it's always easy to say when the playoffs are going on because you really get to see guys more that you don't always get to see. But I think when you look at Team Canada in the Olympics and you compare him to Weber and Duncan Keith, you know, Char is a little bit on the decline as far as an overall defenseman and a guy that you win with. I don't know. That's a great question. I think he's probably right now the very best, given that we're watching the playoffs, that his team's in the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in 3 years, that they're constantly a top team in this league. And it starts, it's why I'm such a big believer on having one or two guys on the back end. I think you have to have a guy with, and they don't come around every day, but to have a guy of his ability on the back end that can move the puck, that can create offense like he does, get you out of trouble whenever you need to. And the one thing that I didn't realize that he had in his game that I've seen a lot in this, I didn't realize he was so physical.
Wow.
He's killing guys. And I didn't think he had that real edge to his game or that physicality, but he's been leveling guys. I'm not sure there is a better all-around defenseman in the game.
On the flip side of that, I mean, McDonough, there's another guy I think that people out West are now going to see a lot more of, and he's really impressed. I mean, I've watched a lot of Rangers games for obvious reasons. I like that team, but McDonough's a guy, maybe not at Doughty just yet, but a guy that I would take on my team any day as my number one.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly it. I'm a guy, I'll admit it right now, I always knew who Ryan McDonough was. I knew he was a good defenseman, but you're getting to see him now, and he's really showing himself to the world. And a lot of times, even if you follow hockey every day, you don't really see some of the teams like us. We're in the West, so we don't follow a McDonough out East. I mean, he's a heck of a defenseman, and he's creeping into a top five type guy, for sure a top 10 demon in the league. I don't think that's even debatable at this point. And all I can think about is the Montreal Canadiens whenever we're talking about him. I mean, but just a big, big body, a guy that can play both ends of the rink. He's not quite as offensive as Doughty, but can do a lot of the similar things, and is just huge for that team. He's a huge, huge reason why they are where they are.
Suds, you ever cramp up or have a teammate cramp up in a game?
I saw Struds this morning when I was talking about his hair there, and I told him that I had one guy, his name was Owen Fussy, he used to play for the Calgary Hitmen, drafted by Washington, and he had to go through this whole routine where he had all his own water bottles, he had salt in them or all the stuff that you got to take to prevent this stuff, and every once in a while you'd see him seize up on the bench, and he'd get his legs and his skates up on the bench and almost sit on his heels. It was a weird way to get rid of the cramp, I guess, but that was an interesting scene last night for sure. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the guy. He's taken a ton of heat that everyone wants to compare hockey players to basketball, and it's just, I mean, the guy would be out there if he could. I've never had cramps, but I imagine it's somewhat excruciating, and I think it, like I said to you, Struds, this morning, it has to just be something within certain people. I mean, and unless he's not preparing as well as he should with fluids, which I find hard to believe at this level. I mean, Struds, you probably know, as soon as you wake up from your pregame nap, you pretty much crush water and fluids from 3:30 or 3 o'clock or whatever until 7 o'clock game time, and go to the bathroom 10 times before the game, and can't wait to get there after the first period, but you're hydrating like crazy. Obviously, some unique circumstances with the heat going out and whatnot, but this isn't the first time with him, so it must be something a little bit unique to him.
Yeah, I know. The toughness thing is you. I haven't – now, I don't know. I wasn't on Twitter last night. I don't know if any actual players – I think it's fans of the sports that are doing it, and most of them really have no idea, you know, what it would take at that level. Like LeBron James, you watch his game, no one's ever accused him of being soft.
No.
Right? He's not a perimeter player. You know, he goes to all the areas, and he's just a freak. So it was it's unfortunate that it happened. Obviously, it doesn't look great when you got to get stretchered off like that.
That's might have been a little over the top. But
that,
again,
like maybe
I
you're like crawl your way off the floor, like roll off or something.
I'd rather army crawl off the floor than have one of my teammates lift me like a little baby.
Yeah, that's the part I think that was so funny about it, and what really gets everybody up in arms is just his facial expressions and three guys carrying this gigantic man off the court.
Well, Struds was saying that even when he took your cheap elbow, he found a way to get off the ice.
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe I think I saw Struds getting carried off the ice now that I think about it.
Well, I went to the wrong door. I went to the Dallas Stars door.
It's starting to come back to me. I think I saw
it was ridiculous. I wish. I mean, I don't wish that upon my worst enemy, getting elbowed by Brian Sutherby.
I can't wait. I can't wait till we watch this footage and you see this crazy elbow. And we're gonna have you describe it first.
If the tears will be flowing. It's still too raw to probably watch it.
So finally, if you want to get to the end of this, the bottom of this, Monday morning at 10:30, it'll happen. Struds and Suds are having a little charity thing before Struds' golf tournament Monday at Red Tail. We got a foursome. Kerry from Trilogy, those guys can't go, so they're putting it back in. So right now, Big Mac has it at $600. That's a steal of a deal, folks. It's for the Inner City Children's Program. You'll hang out with Struds and Suds in the morning. You'll have some brunch. You can listen to those two talk about hair stories and who's cheaper on and off the ice. That might be a better discussion. Who's cheaper off the ice? You want to see two alligator arms have a race? You just watch that when the bill comes out 10:30 in the morning. So that should be entertaining. Boys, Suds, we appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Enjoy golfing. You'll be golfing twice next week, Monday and Wednesday. You should be limbered up.
Busy week. Yeah, exactly. Got to go back to set.
Yeah, busy week for you. Yeah. Stretch it out, buddy. Go to yoga. Hey, touch.
No cramps.
Try to touch your toes.
I will. Hydrate.
Okay.